Yeah, once again, it's another edition of our program tagged Moment with the Gospel, and I am Baker Stead Praise. 1 John 2:1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye see not, and if any man see, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Repent, brothers and sisters, repent, repent. Remember, it's part of our daily devotional, source from the book titled Open Heavens, authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. This is a very important phenomenon and an important teaching that is meant for you and me. As believers, there are a number of lessons we can learn from the scripture reading of today. We see that there is a possibility of breaking down God's altar. When a child of God commits sin, he or she breaks down the altar of God. When that happens, the fellow needs to repair the broken altar before he or she can make progress spiritually, physically, and materially. Elijah repaired the broken altar before he proceeded to offer his sacrifice. The result was that God answered his prayer by fire. You must know that you cannot walk with God while dabbling in sin. In the event that you slip into sin, God does not expect you to remain in that state. You must repair the broken altar immediately, like Elijah did. There are many altars in the life of a child of God that the devil wants to destroy. Beloved, this message is for you. This message is for you. What type of altar can be broken in the life of a Christian? This include the altar of praise, the altar of prayer, the altar of faith, to mention just a few. By the time you are done repairing the altar, your insufficiency becomes an history, your weakness becomes strength, and the impossible becomes possible. Matthew 17:20. Don't allow the devil say otherwise to you. A broken altar can be repaired. My brother, there is still hope. A broken altar can be repaired. As you repair the broken altar of God in your life through genuine repentance today, the Lord will turn your lack to abundance in the name of Jesus. Amen. When the Bible says that we are the temple of God in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it is saying something important. It's saying something important, and we ought to abide by it. We ought to abide by it. We are the temple of the Lord. We must not keep that temple stained. My brother, my sister, this is for you. One significance in worshiping is that it connects you with God. It enables you to experience the reality of spiritual connection with the Most High God. With the Most High God. It is a privilege, therefore, to be the living temple of God, and by extension, the throne where God abides and exhibits His majesty. Your sacrifice will not be acceptable to God if there is no sin. Sorry, if there is sin in your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart and repent. And repent from every act of unrighteousness now. Now, this is for you. Brothers and sisters, repent and come back to God. God is calling you.